Retail Broadcast Channel with Peter Nayens.
My name is Peter Nayens, and this is the Retail Broadcast Channel. What is the connection between nature and new technology in the retail industry? Today, I'm going to talk with Martin Jamoa. Martin is a business consultant and country manager at Analytical Always Australia. Step by step, he is making the retail fashion world more sustainable by reducing the stock with artificial intelligence. Martin and I will be talking about how new technology, and more specifically AI, can help save nature and give extra profitability. Martin, just to get our listeners to know you a bit better, how did your retail journey start?
Hi, Peter, and thank you for inviting me to participate in the podcast. Yes, I'll just give you a little bit of background into sort of my retail journey. I'm based in Sydney, Australia, but I'm originally from and was born in the UK. So my retail journey really begins from the UK. I started off as a graduate trainee at Burton Group, which is now the Arcadia Group, where I worked for Topman, Topshop, and Debenhams, and then really started my sort of journey in terms of learning about the business, so learning about retail, buying, merchandising, learning about fabrics and design at places like Next, Jaeger and House of Fraser. And then I had a short stint at ASOS before coming out to Australia. So my wife and I came out to Australia, and our intention was, yeah, we're going to stay for a couple of years and then we'll go back to the real world in the UK. But 18 years later, we've raised our family here, and my career has gone from working in sort of general and merchandise management to being a COO of a tech startup, which is a really interesting role. We're trying to help retailers digitize their assets and find solutions to the problem of online returns. And I'm pleased to say that I now utilize all my experience and skills, as you said, as a retail consultant and country manager for Analytic Always.
Yeah. And you are now involved in retail technology. And what is your opinion about technology that can help retailers assist to make better decisions?
Well, the first thing is that technology is not something to be afraid of. I remember the resistance that we had at ASOS when we first approached brands, because the brands themselves believed that online wasn't going to play a significant part in the future of retail, which is a weird thing to talk about and think about now. I think one of the hardest things with technology is that change that comes with it. But also, I think the necessity brings change. And I think, as we've seen more recently with COVID, that need for sort of increased remote working and the increase of online, et cetera. So technology can and should be a force for good. I think in terms of helping retailers with their decision-making, the technologies I'm involved with are about making retailers more efficient. Still, many sort of planning and merchandising teams spend a lot of their time analyzing and reprocessing data that comes out of their sort of current legacy systems or no systems at all. Often the systems that were put in place, you know, even like 10 or even 20 years ago, they really weren't necessarily equipped for the recent changes that have taken place in the market. So I think when it comes to technology and decision-making, the key thing is trust. And does the recipient, does the retailer trust the data that's coming out of the technology? I've seen so many businesses spending too much time reprocessing data, and it's just so inefficient in terms of the way they do it, but they do it to validate that data. So I think in thinking about decision making and thinking about technology, some of the key questions that you ask are, you know, firstly, what data do I need to make the best and optimal decision? You know, what are the most important indicators? You know, what's the data that I actually need? Can I easily access the required data from the systems that I've got? And is that data consistent across the business? So, yeah, for me, the role of technology is to support the retailer, firstly, in terms of the analysis, because that's what technology, that's what the computing power is for, especially when it comes to crunching masses of data. And secondly, to provide a single version of the truth consistently across the business, ensure it's accessible, ensure it's transparent, ensure it's flexible. And then supported by good reporting to support the decision. I think the other thing is, and one step further from this, is when you bring in the artificial intelligence. and artificial intelligence in respect to the decision making, in respect to retail, is or can be about the future predictions and forecasts and suggestions. So taking the information, taking the data that's there, and then using it to make a future forecast. Certainly with manual systems and traditional planning and merchandise systems, that decision-making capability has been entirely based on what happened in the past. But when you have an algorithm that takes into account not just trend and the past, but also other data points, that can be a real game changer for the retailer. So that's where that sort of interaction between technology and decision-making, and then future technology, which is artificial intelligence, can happen really well.
Absolutely. Words like omnichannel, e-commerce, and marketplaces, how do they fit in this picture?
All of the terms, they're platforms and channels on which the retailer must now operate in order to be more competitive. And again, this illustrates just how much more competitive the world of retail has become, and also more customer-centric. The customer is king or queen, and they can have what they want, when they want it, and pay by whatever means they want to. And for me, that's been a major change in my career, not just the advent of multi-channel, but also social media. So the requirement of increased transparency and complex supply chains, this has meant that there's just that much more data out there. And also, as I said before, with social media, you've got a speed of change that is just phenomenal. In some retail sectors, you can get sort of peaks and troughs that come and go in a matter of weeks. So yeah, talking about those terms and multi-channel, you can have a planner or a merchant that's looking at and making decisions regarding sales and inventory, not just looking at their own store network, but also looking at online, and then also looking at marketplaces and trying to manage the inventory between all of these different things, including that different cycles and including that different lead times. So hence the need for technology to support the retailer and the retail teams to make better decisions.
And can you talk about clients and their experiences?
I can talk about sort of my own experience of clients, certainly over the past 2 years. I mentioned sort of COVID before. So obviously, you know, it's a situation with COVID. I think most retailers around the world were forced to shut their stores and switch to predominantly online trading, but also have their staff work from home. So from the point of view of technology and decision-making, I saw two key things that happened. Firstly, and I mentioned before, the necessity of the situation that COVID brought meant that everybody had to change what they were doing and how they were doing it. And it was immediate. Everybody had to make those changes immediately. And it was forced upon us. So even a simple thing like how decisions can be made, when you've got none of the key decision makers in the same place, you've got to have that fast switch to virtual gatherings in order to make those decisions. And then secondly, the other thing was the process of fast learning. With that came a more of an openness about the future and an openness about technology and what technology could bring. So with the fast learning, I remember, and I think most people will remember the clunkiness of the first Zoom and Teams meetings. Even working out the protocols of going into a Zoom call where there are a number of people there, who speaks first and when and how they actually operate. So there are a number of things there. And then what started happening, you then get the technology developing as fast as we're changing in almost real time. So you then get chat rooms and the ability to share and send data within meetings. And there was almost that sense of the technology is really supporting the business and solving immediate problems, solving problems that the business wants to actually solve in almost real time. So I think when there was a more of a trust in the technology, there was a more of an openness towards the technology. And there was a sense where the world was changing fast and technology was in many ways the answer to some of the problems that we were facing. So I think, in that first year, 18 months, there was a greater sense of people I was talking to wanting to better understand how technology could help them solve current and future problems as well. So, for example, we had a client that we started working for, and for many years had had the ongoing problem of rebalancing their stock following their annual back to school promotion. And all of a sudden, they were very open to how technology can actually help them solve this problem. So, yeah, in terms of working with this client, I mean, what we started working with them, and I think what really surprised them was how quickly we were able to sort of initially get them up and started, access their data within a few weeks, and complete the integration and then show them their data in our solution. So, and then also use our algorithm to forecast the sales and stock and give them the recommendations that that they needed to do stock transfers. So the experience I'd say was positive because it was accelerated by the event of COVID, but it also then, that also meant that it opened the eyes of a lot of clients in terms of the market.
A CFO told me a while ago in a meeting that he had to wait 2 years before the implementation of his BI was finished. What is acceptable to wait in a retail environment for something new to work?
Well, the implementation and the time it takes, as well as the disruption to a business, is one of the main concerns, particularly for retailers. And it's a concern in terms of when they even think about bringing or embarking on a project. And particularly when it's to do with the technology, because it also has other far-reaching impacts. 2 years sounds like a very long time, Peter, but it does also depend on the size of the business and the scope of change and the things that would have taken place. So, yeah, it can be sort of quite dependent, yeah.
Yeah, correct. What are the most common objections decision makers have?
The most common objections, I touched on it in terms of your earlier questions. It's really around the implementation, the cost and time. And it's understandable. Again, with the history of technology, particularly in retail, hasn't always been a good one. I think in the past with legacy systems, it's often meant like a huge upfront cost. When we're talking about cost, it's meant a really big upfront cost. And partly that's also to, you know, bear in mind that technology in retail has really only been for the bigger players. And now technology, as I mentioned earlier, is essential for all retailers. The world is too complex not to have an element of technology in a retailer's business. And then you've got, then because of that, you've had a real democratization of technology. That means that there are so many more solutions for smaller and medium-sized businesses. But what has changed in terms of cost is how they pay. So instead of this like big upfront cost, so there are many sort of software providers and solutions where it's software as a service or SaaS solutions where the retailer pays to use the product and as they use the product. So it's in some ways it's kind of more direct and it's more, they see they're getting more value for money. The other thing we touched on before, the other big objection is time. And as I said before, it's a really hard one. Many retailers are so busy doing retail, they don't have the time to spend to address their structural and process problems. But again, it goes back to one of the key reasons for why retailers would want to implement a technology. And I think, again, I mean, certainly from what I've seen in my roles, it's for greater efficiency, it's for improved decision-making, as we touched on before. The ideal situation, I think, for retailer is to be really strategic, to plan their process, to understand their business, and also understand the benefits of the technologies that are out there and that are available.
Yeah. And what is the most revolutionary thing you did lately?
Not necessarily lately. And I'm not actually sure how revolutionary it is. But I guess it's kind of something that started me on the journey towards where I am and also on that journey towards kind of more ethical fashion and reducing the impact of fashion on the planet. So just under 10 years ago, I was employed by a large retailer. And we were working with factories in Bangladesh. And this was at the time of Rana Plaza when the factory in Dakar collapsed and thousands of workers were killed and injured. And it had a real profound impact on me. I remember I was actually in Hong Kong at the time and trying to get hold of people. And, you know, were we in that factory? Did we have any connection with those factories? And it had a really strong impact upon me. And I think it made me think about the industry I worked in and actually how I could instead change my focus to be a force for good. So as a result, I'm now much more involved in ways to firstly try and grow the circular economy. So I'm involved in sort of apparel rental businesses, but also to find ways to use technology to make the industry much more efficient and much more transparent. and also then have that reduced impact on the planet.
Well, thank you so much, Martin, for sharing all your knowledge and experience. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you for listening to our retail broadcast channel. If you like this episode, make sure to hit the like button and subscribe. Let us know what challenges you are facing and we will talk about it in our next podcast. If you'd like to know more about retail, visit our website www.analyticalalways.com. You can also find us on your favorite social media channels, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, or LinkedIn.
You're listening to Retail Broadcast Channel.